through divine and technical and paralleling us with the words of the Andy prayer. So standing here, I am sure of one thing, and one thing only, that the longer I stand here, the more bored you guys will be. So my mission today is to speak as much as less as I can, and make sure that you guys are not bored. So let's turn to the psalm which was written by none other than David. Now David, the man after God's own heart. It's interesting to note that in all our meetings or in all our prayers, we love the psalms. Is it not true? We love psalms. Have you ever thought why we love psalms so much? It's my belief that if you look at the psalm, and any occasion that we have in our lives, in every occasion that we have, there is a psalm for it. Take any emotion in a human, any emotion, there is a psalm for it. What could be the emotions? It could be happiness, love, sorrow, regret, shame, joy, delight, fear, hope, confidence. Take any emotion and there is a psalm for it. So, in this psalm that we read, Psalm 62, there are two main emotions. One is anxiety, the anxious weight of David. And two, the confidence that David has in God. Could somebody read verses 1 and 2 for me?
Oh God, listen to my prayer. Hear my prayer.
Verses 1 and 2.
I wait by the door of God, for my victory comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken.
Right. So here David is waiting for something. We are all waiting for something in our lives, is it not? Some of you guys are waiting for a job. Those who have a job is waiting for a better job, right? Or you're just not waiting on the Lord for yourself, but you're waiting on the Lord for somebody in your life as well. You could be waiting on the Lord for your husband, for the wife, for your parents, for your children, or as a family, you're all waiting for something. So in this psalm, David is in a similar situation where he's waiting on the Lord. Now, here is an interesting thing about me, at least about me. I hate waiting. I'm not sure about you guys. I absolutely hate waiting. Now, here are some situations where it happens in our life. They tell me what your response is, and then we will know if you guys hate waiting too, right? So you're driving down 401 and you're driving in the middle lane and there is some traffic, but the lane on the left is free. Do you put the left signal and change your lane? Do you? Why? You do, because you don't want to wait in that traffic. Or let's take an example of grocery shopping. We all go to grocery store to shop. You go into the store, pick what you need, put it in a basket, and then go to the billing counter. What do you do when you approach the billing counter? You look at all the counters to see which one has the least line. Is it not? Why? 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 Because we absolutely hate waiting.
Less patience.
Yeah, less patience. We don't want to wait. Now, imagine the grocery store has just two billing stations and there's just two people waiting in line. What do you do? What I will do, I will look at the person in front to see how much stuff he has got. And based on that, I will make a decision where to stand. So that means we all hate waiting, right? There's an article that I read recently which said an average American or an average person in North America waits about 5 years of his life in lines and about 6 months in traffic lights. So we wait a lot. Right? And the other thing about waiting is when you wait, you feel as though the wait period is unreasonable. And I could give you an example. We all go to the doctors, right? We go to the doctor, what do? You go there, tell your name, you give your health card, and you wait in the general waiting area. And then your name is called to the waiting room, right? And then you go wait there. And then you feel as though you have waited an hour, but when you check the watch, it's just 5 minutes. So waiting always feels as though it's unreasonably long. So we have established three things about waiting here. We are waiting, right? We hate waiting, and it feels it's unreasonably long. Now, if it is such a thing, then why should we wait on the Lord? And what benefits do we have waiting for the Lord? Now, to answer the question, why should we wait on the Lord? There are two parts to it. One, we should wait for the Lord because of who He is. And we should wait for the Lord because of who we are. What does it mean by who God is? If we go to... No, we know this. Why should we wait for God? Because of who He is. Who is He? He is holy. He is just. He is sovereign. He is righteous. He is merciful. He is all-powerful. He is almighty, all-knowing, infinite. He is the truth. So that's why we wait. And in Psalms 62 verse 1, the one that we read, he say, David says, I will wait for you in silence because you are my stronghold. And if you turn to Psalms 25 verse 5, could somebody read that for me? 25 verses 5. Right. So, here again, David is waiting for the Lord. And there are two things that he said. Lead me and teach me. So when you wait, there is a lesson to be learned from God. So again, David is reminding us in all these things that you should not take things into your own hands. Why? Because you are in good hands. Again, why should we wait? Because of who we are. We know God created humans in His own image. But it was flawed when sin came into the world. So that means there are limitations in our ability and in our wisdom. But as Samuel says in 37 verses 9, those who wait on the Lord will inherit the land. Beyond your wisdom, beyond your abilities, if you wait on the Lord will provide for you. That's why it said, a godly man is not the person who takes things into his own hands or the one that he trusts in himself, but the one that waits for the Lord patiently. Now, there is this beautiful hymn, it's called Have Thine Own Way. It talks about the potter of the clay and it says, mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, how is the songwriter saying us to wait? Waiting, yielded and still. It's an amazing if you think about it. Can we all sing that song right now? Chapter 40 verses 29 to 31. There Isaiah very specifically tells what happens if you don't wait on the Lord. The man who doesn't wait on the Lord grows weary. But in the same verses, he says there are three specific promises to the person who waits on the Lord. One, the person who waits on the Lord will walk and will not be weary. Two, he will run and he will not be tired. And three, the man who waits on the Lord renews his strength and soars on wings like eagles. So we know one of the benefits of waiting on the Lord is that it will strengthen us. Now, Psalms 41 to 3. Can somebody read that for me?
Yeah.
Psalms 41 to 3.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he replied to me, and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the mortal pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and will trust in the Lord.
Thank you. So, here, David waited on the Lord, and three things happened. One, Lord heard his cry. Two, when he waited on the Lord, his situation changed. And three, God put a new song in his mouth. Now, when you wait on the Lord, it builds your character. It changes your situation, and then it gives you a new song. Now, if you keep reading that verse same chapter, verses 9, it says, can you read that for me?
I will proclaim the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. Oh Lord, you yourself know.
Right, so it's just not that you get a new song, but then you get the ability to preach or proclaim. That means you can now encourage and bear witness to what God does to you. So, I do not know what situation each one of you are here tonight or today. So whatever your situation is, the challenge that the scripture throws at us today is, are you willing to wait on the Lord patiently? Why should we wait? Because our Father in heaven loves us unconditionally, and he cares for us personally. So that's why we should wait. In conclusion, this is what I want you to do. Stand up in the Lord's presence, and we will all read Psalms 27, verses 40. We all stand up, and then we will read Psalms 27, verses 40 together. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Thank you all. You may be seated. Thank you all for the wonderful time. God bless you.